All right, 5 minutes left with General Flynn giving us a report. It's what he professionally did at the highest levels of the U.S. government on what's happening. And I wanted to get into Pence a little bit during the break. He was like, listen, all hell's about to break loose. I totally agree. Even though it's anemic, it compared to the last response, at least it's there. Moving against the deep state, they're scared. They're going to make a move. And General Flynn, you're predicting in the next 30, 90 days, all hell breaking loose. I totally agree with you. What is that hell you see? What do we need to respond? And then you're saying you're ready to run for president if Pence gears up in the next now a year and a half, he'll be announcing. So General Flynn, please continue.
Yeah. So briefly, I think that what we are seeing across the country, and because all the capabilities and all the resources are here, they were brought here by during the Biden administration, and in some cases they have infiltrated into different parts of our country, in counties and in states, and certainly into the federal government. So there, the capabilities to do severe damage to different parts of our sectors within our country, the electronic sector, the telecommunication sector, and also just to cause chaos. Because you say, well, if there's going to be some type of an attack that's going to make 9/11 look like a church fire, then why? The whole purpose is to sow chaos, to continue to disrupt the ability for Donald J. Trump, for President Donald J. Trump, to continue to do the things that he wanted to do and he set out to do as president of the United States, that we the people gave him the authority to do. And so one of the things that they're going to have to do within the subordinate organizations of our federal government, of the executive branch, particularly the FBI, the CIA, and some of our other federal law enforcement agencies, they're going to have to start really working vastly better together. I mean, we know we still have millions and millions of illegals in this country that are very dangerous criminal elements. And we haven't, there's not that many that have been sent out yet. So, and we know that
let's just be clear, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor, highly respected for your analysis over the decades. That's why he got promoted so high. You're predicting a new mega 9/11 potentially in the next 90 days. General, you're predicting
that. Yeah, that's something that's on the scale. It's not a plane. It's never the last thing that happened. Okay, it's not like we're going to be needing to watch for planes in the sky. It is a combination of things because they have found a massive number of vulnerabilities in the body of America, and those vulnerabilities are, in some cases, our inability to respond to chaos and complex operations. And if they're trained in complex operations, which they are, small teams, small elements, dispersed in a wide pattern all over the United States of America, which we know. You mentioned one of the criminal elements earlier, but you have the TDA, you've got the MS-13, you've got elements of Islam, radical Islam in here, like Hamas and Hezbollah. I mean, these are this axis of resistance that's already inside of our country.
No, I understand. So, is it good then that Trump is moving on Venezuela to cut off that funding?
Yeah, I think that what Trump is doing in Venezuela right now, but he's got to put more pressure on Maduro to get Maduro the hell out of there. He should be making calls to Xi. He should be making calls to Putin and saying, hey, look, let's get this guy out of here. Let's clean up what we got to clean up and let us deal with this issue in our own hemisphere. Let the person who was duly elected, Machado, to go take the country over and see how she can do it, and let's back out of that mess, right? The United States, Trump needs to focus on America first. The other point that you wanted me to address, because I know we got about 60 seconds, is Mikey Pence, right? Pence is kidding himself. He's a fool if he thinks that the American people will ever vote for him for president of the United States of America. So a bit tongue in cheek the other day was, if he decides to run, I'm going to decide to run. I mean, there's no way in the world that I'm going to let a guy like Mike Pence think for a second that he has any ability to lead this country, given his already demonstrated behavior in the last administration. I can tell you to this day, and I'll remind everybody, because I might have said it on your show before, the last time that I spoke, that Mike Flynn spoke to Mike Pence, was the night that I resigned way back in 2017. That SOB never called me up and said to me, not even to this day, and said, hey, Mike, I'm so sorry what happened to you and your family, by the elements of the deep state. I, please forgive that, the decisions that we made to get you out of that White House, because he was part of it and he knows he was part of it. And that's why if he runs, I'm running.
Thank you, General Flynn. Incredible.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them, because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hardworking, middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hardworking, middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hardworking, middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy, when it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks, that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2+2=4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated. I am ultra massively loaded with news, and I'm going to cover a lot of it. But I feel like we should open the phones up about the interview you just heard with General Flynn in the last 40 minutes. That's a former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to President Trump, saying death by a thousand cuts, exponentially bigger than 9/11, but thousands of attacks. Now, you've heard me say exactly that for years from the attack profile of the enemy. Now, I didn't, you know, join the Army when I was 18 like him, and you know, decades and all the training and all the combat and all the research and all of it. I've just studied history. And for 31 years, I analyzed systems and different tactics, and I've come to the same conclusion. Blowing up power transformers, poisoning water supplies, staging false flags to create racial conflict, cyber attacks blamed on foreign powers. We're talking about thousands of things hitting. They've already tried to crash the stock market since March. They've failed so far. They want to kill confidence. And a lot of people go, well, the globalists own most of the stock market. They don't want that. No, they want to crash it to discredit Trump, and then they buy it up at pennies on the dollar. That's their plan. They're openly trying it. It's not debatable that's going on. So we are in the thick of the battle right now. I mean, the war is raging. And so many populists, common sense, conservatives, Christians, you know, that make up our coalition are just loving what Trump's doing and think, hey, everything's great. No, it ain't. If I look out into the future on even bad scenarios, the globalists lose in the end. But the wreckage, the destruction, the depression, the war in between that, I'm like a man walking on the edge of a cliff just trying to not fall off here. And I see the general public still sleepwalking, having no idea they're on the edge of a cliff. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen. And do you agree with General Flynn that they're gearing up in the next 90 days? Something that will make 9/11 pale in significance? I totally agree. And how do we stop them? And then I covered some of it last week and this week, but I could do 4 hours every day on the fraud in California in the election. I could do 4 hours every day on the fraud in Virginia. 4 hours on the fraud in New York. Just countless videos of truckloads of Guatemalans and Mexicans and Chinese who admit they're not even citizens. We showed some of it just going in to vote. And the ballots having Mondami twice on it. And it goes on and on and on. And Trump signs executive orders, orders the Justice Department to do something. And they have actually thousands of indictments, people that voted illegally and groups that went and with NGOs and signed up illegals. I mean, they're actually doing something compared to 8 years ago. I mean, here's just one example. Remember that James O'Keefe footage? All over San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Houston, people signing up illegals and others and also going to old people's houses and filling out their ballots and paying them money to vote for Democrats. Those people got indicted. In fact, just today, there was like 300 and something indictments of people in election fraud. Today. So, I mean, it's going on. But we can't be like children. And we ask our parents for something they can't deliver. Trump doesn't have all the muscle people think he's got. I mean, he can get a lot done, but it's like President Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you do for your country. Because at the end of the day, folks, yeah, you've got sheriff's deputies coming out showing the illegals voting. I mean, literally without looking, I probably saw last week, gave me a headache watching it. That's really the process. I think I ought to do a show where I'm like in a war room with a bunch of computers, like I do in my office or at home, and there's just a live camera, and I'm just searching stuff on the screen and just then learning about it with you. And then, because it's weird, like I go learn it all, and then I come back, and it's just like, you know, each day I've got 15 clips of them catching illegals voting and Democrats blocking it. I mean, it's And we have the good sheriffs and the good police. We have the people, election officials, blowing the whistle. And then it goes out on X. And now because they can't stop the signal, it floods everywhere else. So at least the public knows. But just knowing it is a full-time job. I mean, I find new stuff constantly. So I'm a news hound. I'm obsessed with it. And I know like 5% of what's going on. So people are like, hey, Trump needs to do this with 4 million employees. No, I know the problem he's got. I can spend 24 hours a day and not sleep and not know half of what's happening. So I'm not saying we give up. I'm just simply saying, yeah, we're moving the ball, but it goes back to the Justice Department. We have to put heat on and subpoena and then indict all the kingpins. Because as soon as they're all starting to get in trouble, they may run up the white flag. Now, again, the awakening curve is so fast that they'll never get away with it now. No matter what they push, what they do, long-term they lose. The awakening's too big. We've moved too fast. We've gone too far. Compared to where we were, we're kicking ass. But it's not enough to short-circuit them continuing to fight and blowing it all up. And I think that's what I want to really tell you. And that's why I'm so frustrated. And, man, if they engineer a depression, whew, I mean, you got this population today that's so unself-sufficient, it makes my skin crawl. And a lot of globalists are smart enough. I go back to this point all the time because they watch. Do you really think during a long total collapse you'll be safe in your bunkers? You really think you can get this tiger by the tail? No, you know you can't. And so a lot of the establishment switched over to Trump just out of pragmatic purposes. But there's still a large sector of the globalists and New World Order operations, and BlackRock acts like to Trump's face they've stopped, but behind the scenes they're still doing the same crap. And they all go to the White House, Albert Bourla, all of them, and they basically, metaphorically, bow down to Trump. I was just something dirty. I'm not going to say it. They go to the White House and they blow Trump. And surely, you know, he's sophisticated enough to know that's pure crap. So there's nothing more frustrating than knowing we're winning and we will win in the end because our trajectory is straight up. Theirs is down. But they have a very good chance of crashing in all of them. And a lot of people are like, well, good, let's just get the Civil War going. Come on. Come on. Will that be fun the first week? You get to blast a bunch of looters that come to come in your house? What, the first 5-6 waves? And then a month later, the electricity's still off, and your water's not working, and you've got an infection because you got shot, and now you're dying? Let's not go there, folks. And people understand this. They know I don't say things to be shocking. The reality is shocking. You hear General Flynn, the former head of defense intelligence, really smart. Sounds like me. Because we're both looking at the same history. We are sitting on top of a time bomb. And I am completely horrified. But it's good. Being white-knuckled, being horrified, gets your ass in gear. So all this other stuff is window dressing. The neocons trying to take over the Trump administration, you know, all the Israeli operatives, okay, that everybody loves that. That's the big distraction. Still cover it. I'm just saying. The plan to crash the stock market, the plan to do a big false flag and kill a bunch of illegals and blame ICE, all that stuff is what is going to totally be the new issue once it happens. And you're going to realize, well, you thought if you just henpecked Netanyahu 24-7, that somehow if you just did that, that would stop all this. There's a bunch of other stuff other than that. And that's why I'm mad at Netanyahu, and the Zionists is they want to make it all about them and want to do a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. Well, we got all these other issues going on. So I'm pissed off people obsessed with the Jews, and I'm pissed off at the current leadership of the Jews, because I can think multi-layer out. I mean, this is 3D chess, this show. I don't know all the time if Trump's playing it. Certainly on a lot of issues he knows he is, but he ain't playing 3D chess on every level. I am. Now, we ought to call the show 3D chess. I mean, that's what this is all about. And I don't know what Israel thinks is going to happen to it during a collapse of the United States and a great reset. Maybe the Israel lobby thinks they're going to come in here and run things, whatever. You're going to get blamed for it. This is going to get out of hand real fast, folks. And I'm just sitting back going, we're literally doing all this in a munitions factory with dynamite and weapons and incendiaries all around us. And the left's running around with torches, and the Israel lobby's running around with torches and flamethrowers. And then Netanyahu's setting loose truckloads of monkeys with flamethrowers to run into the armament bunker. And I'm just like, what the hell are you doing, lunatic? But he stays in power by standing down on October 7th. Oh, and I love it online. I see it everywhere. They put me in like in Muslim garb, and because you know I'm against total war. And oh, you got your Qatari money? Oh, you're sure? Yeah, right. All I've gotten is persecution supporting Trump. All I've gotten is persecution supporting peace. And I just wish all these other people had my brain. I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I mean, I really do. I mean, like, if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be doing this. I don't care if you're the Mondamis or the Hamasic scum or the Likudnik lunatics. You people are crazy. And you take the normalcy bias of the way the world's been so far and just think this is going to go on. It ain't. And you're going to get us all killed. So our template should not be the Middle East. Our focus should not be the Middle East. And all their weird histories and all their weird gang fights. It'd be like if the U.S. policy and everything we did was around the Crips and the Bloods. You turn on the Lightning News, it's all about Crips and Bloods. It's like, I want to hear maybe a week, 5 minutes about Crips and Bloods. I don't want to hear about Crips and Bloods, Crips and Bloods, Crips and Bloods, Crips and Bloods. But because the average American, the average Westerner, is still just kind of non-tribal and not paying attention and, you know, thinks everything's okay, all these weird tribal actors that are in their weird gangs superimpose their fights onto us, and then we all get sucked in and decide if we're on the Crips of the Bloods. And I'm like, how about we send you all to Mars? We can send the leader of Al-Qaeda that Trump just met with, but brought him in the back door and didn't show him publicly, that Israel and Turkey just put in power before Trump got in. We can send Netanyahu and the leader of Al-Qaeda all of them to Mars, and you guys can go have your little weird Middle Eastern circle jerk together. See, I don't hate you. I'm indifferent. That's worse, right? So I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to tell the Muslims this, and I'm going to tell the screwball Israel lobby this. When this all goes down, if I'm unable to stop you, if we're unable to stop you, you're getting the blame. I will. It's already done. So stop. Knock it off. Do not release the truckload of monkeys with flamethrowers in the fireworks factory. Because that's what all this is. All right, here's the toll-free number. On the crisis we're in, what the deep state's going to do. You just heard the former head of defense intelligence say a whole bunch of terror attacks and destabilization events that will make 9/11 look like a church fire. It'll make it look like a neighborhood apartment fire. I agree with him. You can feel it. You can see it. The globalist and the internationalists, they didn't put all these forces here, all these military-age men, clearly trained brigades, all of it. They didn't put Chi-Com telecommunications hijacking systems in the transformers and put in secret telecommunications hijacking nodes for no reason. Intelligence-wise and infrastructure-wise, we are wide open. Anybody seen the new Dune? Excellent film. Even better book. It's a cosmology of how the world actually works. Frank Herbert was a genius. And all they had to have was one key guy that had authorization at the highest levels to turn off the shields at 3 a.m. so the Harkonnens could come in and blow them up. And there's that eerie scene in the part two. They instead of doing a three-piece, they did a two-piece. And the first one's just a setup. It's okay. The second one's excellent. And you're sitting there, and it's the night sky there at the Arakeen base, and you look up in orbit, and you see the ships that just showed up, and you see all those little lights coming down. Well, I'm sitting here, and I see the little lights coming down. And about 5 minutes in the political time span, and all the idiots that opened the door for this are going to be right in the middle of it as well. And I'm still at my post. Even as the enemy sends in their operatives again, and people don't have the urgency to understand what they're up against. So for me, everything's big picture. Everything's 35,000 foot at this view. And God is the one watching, so I got an audience of one, and I'm just going to continue to do the best job I can. But to everybody in the system, the Republicans that sit on their hands, the Democrats that hate this country, and think if you can just destabilize things and crash it enough, you're finally going to get communism and your free goodies. Come on, you know you're not going to ever get any real free goodies now. That's all over. You get free goodies in the buildup to the takeover. You don't get anything but being in a work camp if you're lucky when it all goes down. This is a formula. This is known. Here's the number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We'll punch up the phone system for me. That'll be good. Right here on screen. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. All right. I believe we'll make it over this hump. I believe we put enough pressure on things. You heard Flynn, the White House, they all watch. Everybody, the foreign governments, they all watch. They know this is a serious big boy pants show. This isn't games. So you got to keep the broadcast on the air. No matter what happens to InfoWars, no matter what happens to this operation, we got the backup Alex Jones network. We got other systems that have been built. We always got more than one. But the one variable is you. Will you support us? I don't own the AlexJonesTour.com. They can't get it. They can't shut it down. It's amazing. And tonight is the night it ends. It only started Friday. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, the very best, liquid tincture or the pills, get one free. You wanted that deal, you got it, ends tonight. 25% off store-wide on top of that. If you have the app, alexjonesapp.com, it's the same shopping cart. 20% off just using the app right off the top. That makes a lot of stuff lost leaders, but we want you to use it and see how great it is. And all the other supplements, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox, all of it is 50% off right now as well. When you sign up for auto ship, cancel any time. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. We will continue on. We will fight. And just as in Dune, even when this base gets wiped out, other things rise out of the desert. That's the way it always works. I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack, in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence, because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. They believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls, but I want to be very clear with listeners. My job is not here to demoralize you and to give you depressing news. I think you're like me. I think when you're faced with a crisis, when you're faced with the truth, you're going to gear up, you're going to stand up, you're going to rise to the challenge. And again, I'm going to go to your calls. On our trajectory, we are so much more awake, not just here, but around the world. It's explosive. The globalists have been in all their white papers. They're in deep trouble. They believe they can't win. Most of their top people are at least playing possum or giving up. But large enough sectors of their operation aren't giving up to drive us into the confrontation, which will be highly destructive. But regardless of what happens to those of us at the tip of the spear, if they kill us or put us in prison or whatever, just like when Santa Ana destroyed the Alamo, did that help the dictator of Mexico, or did that? No, that pissed people off. We need to think about that attitude, all right? We only lose if they convince us we've lost. And if you look at how far we've come, just since I got on board 31 years ago, it is exponential. And I'll give myself credit. I just came in right when the wave exploded and kind of rode that wave and supercharged the wave. show. It's not just that you have skills and talent and focus and will and that God's with you. It's the time that God put you in. And so knowing the enemy, knowing who the bad guys are, and deciding to fight, and knowing it's a deliberate attack is everything, and getting it out in the open. So I use the Dune analogy of House Atreides getting completely wiped out, except for two members of the family. But now it was all cut and dry, and now they were with the people. And we're not even at the point of being wiped out. We might be able to turn this around without that. But I'm ready to be wiped out. I'm not changing course. But I have to every day know that if we don't turn this around now, I, in the next wave of the enemy attack, will be destroyed. And I'm fine with that. But I can tell you, it'd be a lot easier on all of you if you get seriously motivated now and realize how serious this is. I am so proud of Trump that he's been able to mobilize the federal forces he's got that were anemic, and they are doing an incredibly energetic job trying to bring confidence back, trying to deliver on what he promised to you under total attack. That is the answer we need. That is the energy we need. What we're seeing from ICE and Border Patrol and Kennedy and the HHS and Tulsi Gabbard is spectacular. And she is delivering on everything she said she would do. She follows every order energetically and quickly. Kennedy, same thing. ICE, same thing. That's what we need as the example. And we need to carry those men and women on our shoulders because they're warriors defending this republic in its darkest hour. I mean, this isn't a movie. This isn't Braveheart based on true story. This isn't The Patriot based on true story. This is now, folks. This is really going down. But if we don't crush them now, well, like Flynn said, it's not going to be a utopia, but this is the current evil globalist coup, worst thing we've ever seen. We'll still have problems, but it'll be a cakewalk compared. Then we'll have to deal with the AI and all that, and that's the next big issue. But the evil groups running things right now are in front of us. They're spotlighted. They're exposed. And these are nasty-ass people. They must be crushed. Legally and lawfully. And all right, I'll go to your calls. It's just I cannot express to you. You heard Flynn, next 90 days, I totally agree. You know the forces, you know the groups, you know the pre-programming, you know the time the enemy's in, you know how much trouble they're in, you look at it, it all lines up. Enemy locked. Big moves. And asymmetrical attacks by the thousands. Everything else has been a probe so far. And they're just demonizing ICE right now. Ahead of them, false flagging a bunch of illegals, which now I believe clearly they're bringing back into the equation. Because they haven't been able to crash the stock market yet. But we're being hit on all sides. And I guess from so many people I know, that they think, oh, God, I should give up. Why do you tell us all this bad news? Aren't you fighters? I'll tell the brief story and then I'll stop without going along. I've told these stories before, but really nice little kid. Went to public school in kindergarten and first grade. And my parents liked this church. So I go to church school for 4 years. Totally nice. Nice people. Everything's great. Wore a little Christian uniform. Played sports. Nice and sweet. You know, had Labrador Retrievers and cats and helped my mom cook dinner, which is a sweet kid. And then they go, we don't like that church anymore. We're going to go to public school. So the bus comes and picks me up and I drive in. And they let me off in sixth grade. And like the second, third day, some black kid that was flunked four grades and was like 6 feet tall starts grabbing my head, knocking into a locker. And I struggle back and fight back. And then, oh, parents get called. What happened? It's all politically correct. I'm not bashing black people. It's just how it is. It's like, oh, your son was in a fight, whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then another kid, you know, out to playground, does some wrestling move and throws me over. So I hit him and knock his head in the ground. And then he gets hurt. And then turns out his older brother lives in the same neighborhood as me. And they find out where I got off the bus. So about a month later, I'm like 4 o'clock driving up the bus. There are three or four, you know, kids are waiting for me. They're high school kids. And I'm in the sixth grade, and I get off, and these guys beat the living hell out of me. And I go home with two black eyes, busted lip, everything else. They sat on top of me, spit in my face, all this stuff. And I go into my dad, who was someone like seven, from his dental office, and I walk into him, and he'd be really tired. Dad, I want to talk to you. And he'd say, oh, I got to take a shower. I'll be out. So he comes out from the shower, and I'm sitting at my mom's cooking dinner, and I go, Dad, these you know, kids beat me up really bad, and I want you to go find out where they live and talk to their parents. And he looked at me and he said, you just got to learn how to fight harder. I said, what do I do? And he said, pick up a rock, whatever. They're outnumbering you and attack them. Hit them in the face. My dad's not like Mr. Tough Guy. It's just old-fashioned Texan. I said, all right. Months later, put the guy's eye out, basically. They sued us, all the rest of it. But the point is, my dad said, I'm proud of you when I came home. And my point is, that's not some super badass, you know, MMA story or something. That's a true story. And it just comes down to that. And I remember later, you know, pulling up, and there they were again at the bus stop. And there was stuff in between that. They were waiting like a couple months later, and I got off the I didn't get off the bus. I waited, and I remember all this now. I stayed on the bus and got off a few stops later, and then I felt so cowardly that months and months later, the next time they were waiting, and these are like, you know, sophomores or whatever in high school. One of them was a junior or whatever. And I remember just deciding at that point, when I started to become a man, I said, I'm not going to run from this. I'm going to get off this bus. And I got off. They're talking crap. We're going to kick your ass. There's a gully down there. I'd played in that gully. I knew they built houses there. It was big pieces of concrete and rocks down there. And I ran down the gully, and I waited for him to come. And I picked it up, and I just shoved it right in his eye. Now, I'm not saying do that literally, but I'm saying this is the point we're at. I wasn't going to run. And that's what this is all about. No more running. We fight. That's it. Whatever happens, we don't back down at this point. But we are outnumbered. We are overwhelmed politically. So I don't say violent. I use this as an analogy. It's time to pick up the concrete, folks. Hate by these people anymore. The war has begun. The spell is lifted. We're no longer asleep. And the fight is now. And it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But as I've said many times, I love the Zapata quote, but I don't agree with that from history. You live on your knees when you fight. You die. No. You live on your feet. You die on your knees. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. I'm going to stop ranting. But those are the archetypal things. Those are the things that many of you have experienced yourself, or similar things. And that's where we are as a culture and a society and a world. Running doesn't get us out of this. The running has got to stop. I remember seeing that clip in the Reagan movie that's super accurate off his biography, where, you know, his dad was an alcoholic and left the house, all the rest of it, and the three, four kids come to beat him up at his house, and they'd been attacking him at school and stuff, and his mother had told him, you got to stand up to him. And Reagan just walks out the front door because his mother tells him to and beats the snot out of him. Or he gets his ass kicked trying. The point is that this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to get to that point. You got to get to the point of saying, I don't care all this ends, but if you want to fight, you got one. I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not looking to fight you, but if you absolutely make you, I will. Well, they're attacking us. They're attacking our children. They're attacking everything. So just stop pretending that you can hide. This is going to go away. It's not going to go away. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. But those bullies that day, so I got excited once they did that and attacked a few others as well. They found out that they weren't in charge. I wasn't locked in with them. They were locked in with me. And that's the point we got to get to. All right, let's go to Mark in Michigan on General Flynn. What's next? Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I want to congratulate you on a fantastic career so far. I respect everything you've been doing for us, and I appreciate the whole crew.
Thank you.
I was watching you and General Flynn go back and forth, and I believe both of you are actually correct. I think the one thing we got to realize is that I think Trump is surrounded by traitors, but that's not the important thing. I think the important thing is that Trump himself is trying to move people to understand this. He's been trying to wake people up, as you have been doing. And I don't think we need to anymore. I don't think we need to wait for an attack and respond. I think we have all the evidence we need, and I think they need to start doing arrests. And now I know people have been saying that. But these people need to be arrested like they arrested Manafort, put into jail, put into seclusion, taken right off the street. None of this garbage letting them walk around and run their mouth. We know who they are. It's asymmetrical. It's a communist manifesto. It's multi-layered attack, and we know where they're all at, whether they're international or whether they're local. It's treason, and that's what it's got to be. It's got to be treason. Nothing else matters. We don't need to talk about
it. You saw the State Department clip where they said, don't worry about Trump. We still control international networks to attack the Americans.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't need to wait for them to attack us. Is it coming? Sure, it's coming. It's been coming all along. It's been coming for, well, let's go back to, you can go back to Woodrow Wilson. How long have they been after us? The point of it is it doesn't matter. They've been running and controlling us all along. The time has come. Enough people are aware that it doesn't matter. And leadership doesn't need to wait around for everybody to catch up. Leadership just takes control and does it. That's what we need. We need to act first. We've got the receipts. Put them in prison. Bring them out in chains. Give them their treason trial, and then hang them all.
No, I agree. But he's got to clean house the DOJ. Thanks for the call. Sean in Rhode Island, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alex Jones, my man. What's going on?
Brother, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was the guy who wore the Alex Jones for President shirt to his last child support payment. I don't know if you remember me or not.
Child support payment?
Yeah. I went to court. I was wearing my Alex Jones for President 2024. And the judge was like, you've got a lot of balls wearing that shirt up in here.
Oh, that was about four or five months ago. I saw that in the news, right?
I might have made the news. I don't know.
All right. I remember somebody was in a court wearing my shirts. The court said that, yeah.
Probably so, but yeah. I love you, bro. I'm a mailman. I'm out here walking the streets right now. I just took a little piss in the back of my truck with the methylene blue. I tell you, that stuff, it's like Smurf fit. I don't know, but I love it, man.
Well, let me ask you a question and be honest. Did you feel any effects from it?
I love it. 100%. No energy drink, no coffee. I do like 3 droppers of the methylene blue every morning on top of, a bunch of your other stuff that you sell. The Ultimate Life Force is amazing. And I love you, bro.
Well, I appreciate you. So what's the current state of the union?
It's scary. I Rhode Island is probably one of the most corrupt, disingenuous states that there is. They're banning rifles. It's nonsense. If I can move to Texas, I would be in Texas tomorrow, but my wife won't let me go. So.
No, I understand. I've seen Rhode Island. It's a beautiful state. Too bad commies running. Thanks, Sean. Let's go to Chatham, Minnesota on General Flynn and Gabbard. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, great to see General Flynn always on your show. 100% agree with everything that both you and General Flynn talked about. I like his comment about Radcliffe and to see kind of where he sits in all this. And what leads me to this is,
well, that's a long story, but Radcliffe is not good.
Well, and what leads me to my next statement is that it's glaringly obvious that you see General Flynn and Tulsi Gabbard both have similarities as to what their access is. And to hear you mention that the NSA is getting utilized. I don't know how that pans out, what's legally and lawfully okay to do there, but I talked about Bill Benny, that sort of thing. They need access to that to fight this
war. Well, let's be clear. When they get a warrant for everybody's communications, and then they turn it over and it's all erased, then they go to the NSA database, which technically didn't look at it but stored it, but now they got a warrant for it. You understand? So that's the checkmate Trump's got, is Tulsi Gabbard. So she has oversight of that, so I can just tell you. And the enemy already knows this. I'm not letting them. It's like when we knew the German Enigma code, they wouldn't let them know. So the British would lose a lot of battles, and we would, so they would never figure it out. So in the end, we could really beat them with it. The enemy knows. We've got their Enigma code. They got everything. They got all the treason, everything. And the point is that they don't have prosecutors that will actually do it. That's why journalists keep leaking all these documents, or Congress keeps releasing them. So Gabbard gives them to Trump, gives them to DOJ. Nothing happens. Trump gets pissed. Gabbard then gives it to Congress, to Grassley or Jim Jordan. You understand?
Absolutely. And what I see people saying is that when they have negative things to say about Gabbard, it's the fact that she got ransacked with the whole Iran thing. And then it was, oh, well, and that's the military and the CIA.
Look,
and
anybody they're attacking is the good guy.
Yeah,
Gabbard is a soldier and is following orders.
100%. And RFK Jr.? Okay, here's my next thing, and then I'm going to leave it. I want this out there because I feel like this is one of those things. It's pragmatism and idealism. You know, you kind of balance between that with this whole war. But what I'm seeing is Dr. Robert Kadlec is being, he's actually a nominee for the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Defense Programs. Robert F. Kennedy, if everybody that read The Real Anthony Fauci, there's the last chapter, Germ Wars. He spends probably a third, at least a third, maybe two-thirds of going and looking at Dr. Robert Kadlec's background and history, and you're telling me that guy is going to be considered for that
role? But see, what you're doing is good. Trump is busy. You're spotlighting it right now. Great job, Chad. All right, let's go to Austin in Missouri. Threshold for martial law is your comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I heard your story about school, and I feel like that's kind of the common theme for everybody in these inner cities. That was very similar to my experience, and I'm actually thankful for it because it prepared me for this battle we're in now, and it just made us stronger. But what I wanted to bring up was that.
And I want to be clear, it wasn't just black people that attacked me. I mean, but Dallas was very rough. It was how it all was. I fought lots of white kids, and then I'd beat up their brothers, so the older brother would attack me. But it was the same story over and over again. But yeah. It definitely went on. But the first time I got off the school bus, it was black kids beat me up.
Yeah, I'm from Kansas City, and, you know, we had a lot of gangs that we went to school with. But, you know, it all just served as a test. And once you showed up and showed them you weren't soft and were willing to fight the biggest guy, you know, they ended up having respect for you after that. You know, you ended up playing football on the same team with them. And you just
exactly. Like I wasn't trying to scapegoat folks. It's the first person to attack me was black. It was plenty of other folks. But the point is, it was always bullies. And my problem was I ended up really hurting people. So then I had to fight the older ones. By the time we left Dallas to get me away from it, I would have like their 25-year-old ex-convict big brothers coming looking for me. Yeah. So he kind of, it's like a gunfighter. It escalated very quickly.
Yeah, I got two older sisters, so anytime somebody talked disrespectful to them, you know, I had never gotten to fight anybody smaller than me. They were always bigger, and, you know, you always get that feeling in your stomach. You really don't want to do it, but you have to. But
let me guess, weren't you always better at beating somebody up that was older and tougher than you? I always did my best against the biggest, meanest guys. That's when I'd turn on.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you just learn how to, you know, overcome problems, and, you know, it just, you really learn what you have inside, you know, and that it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And, you know, it's made us warriors for life, and really in the inner cities as well, it kind of prepared us for how the liberal system treats, you know, how they used to treat the students like cattle. And
let's be clear. It's been open season since the 60s on white people. And it's, I don't, I'm not, that's the media and the liberals doing it. And then
when whites get attacked, the school, the system covers it up because they wanted to build. It's the left, just like Soros lets criminals, black or white, out of jail to hurt the general public. They got a whole plan. It's sick.
Yeah, I understand. You know, and it's just the people that decide to, you know, embody that victim mentality haven't gotten the lessons out of it that, okay, you know, they're oppressing us. Well, that's only going to make us stronger. So, you know, and now in this time, I mean, it just shows that it was very valuable. It was kind of like a test God was putting us through, his warriors, the ones that made it through the other side without surrendering. Well, the ones that surrendered are liberals now, and they have us. But, you know, I kind of, for the state we're in with the woke and the liberalism, you know, as mad as I get at the liberals, you know, lately I've been kind of getting the feeling I'm more disappointed in the men that didn't put their foot down and say, all right, that's enough. You know, we're taking back control of the house. But when it comes to martial law, my question I was calling in about, after the Civil War, when they implemented martial law with the states not wanting to comply, that kind of set a precedent. And
they're talking about Reconstruction. You know,
yeah, and what I don't agree with it. I thought every state should have had their, you know, like Texas was the one of the last holdouts.
Lincoln had a constitutional Reconstruction that pissed off a bunch of folks. They claimed the South killed him. There's a lot of other stuff behind it. But yeah, no, I wouldn't support a Reconstruction in the style of Lincoln. The Reconstruction wasn't Lincoln's deal. He got killed there at the theater, Ford Theater, before that. But we are in a civil emergency, and Trump has emergency powers. So I would expect him to execute those once this stuff blows up, if it does.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we understand the how big the threat is, I think, all of the patriots that are listening to your show. And we also have the strongest military in the world that's, you know, all around, that's being used all around the world. And if we didn't want it to cost any extra money and we needed the manpower, well, we have the strongest force that takes an oath to protect us.
No, I agree. The military needs to be back right now to defend the border. Here's the problem. All you got to do is take out the globalist leadership and this all stops like that. Just like Flynn said earlier. So we can bypass all that if the DOJ does its job. They're all cut and dry, engaged in treason. They've all been caught, all the documents, all the proof. And it's not political retribution. They are saying they're going to come after all of us if they ever get back in power. So they have got to be crushed, and crushed now. They drew first blood. They started it. They're a bunch of pedophile devil worshipers. Crush them. And don't worry, we're holding their feet to the fire, and Trump agrees with us. All right, thank you, sir. More calls straight ahead, and Mike Adams, stay with us.
I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alexandre's store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them like a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experience with this so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear. I mean, love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important, and not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, what so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.